Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. We're still in phase two of the Sacred Rebuke series, Tap In to Tap Out. In the last episode, we talked about silence as strategy, how choosing not to explain, defend, or rehash is not weakness but wisdom. Silence is an absence. It's alignment. And today, we step into a truth that feels harder than ever in this cultural moment. How to remain sovereign in a world addicted to shouting. Because everywhere you turn, someone is yelling. Politicians, pundits, social media feeds, even family dinner tables. Everyone is raising their voice, demanding their side be heard, treating volume as virtue. But here's the sting. Volume doesn't equate truth. Noise doesn't equal freedom. Shouting doesn't equal power. So this episode is about how to anchor yourself when the world is loud. How to keep your sovereignty intact when everyone else is screaming for your attention, your agreement, your energy. Here's the sacred rebuke. If you let the shouting world pull you out of alignment, you've already surrendered your sovereignty. Let's be honest, we live in a shouting world. Politicians shout across podiums, treating every debate like a wrestling match instead of a space for truth. Cable news shouts 24/7, packaging outrage as entertainment. Social media is one big shouting chamber. Posts designed to provoke. Comments typed in all caps, algorithms rewarding whoever steers the most noise. Even family dinner tables have become battlegrounds where people shout past each other instead of listening. And here's the sting. Shouting doesn't bring clarity. It drowns it. Shouting doesn't build connection. It severs it. Shouting doesn't prove strength, it reveals it. I live this on a personal level. I've known people who thrive on shouting. They need you physically present so they can yell, so they can watch your reaction, so they can try to control your energy. They don't work well virtually or from a distance, because they can't see if their tactics are having an effect on you. These kinds of people can stand in front of you, point to a blue sky, and scream it's orange. And they do it with so much volume, so much conviction, that you start to question yourself. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the sky really is orange. That's not the truth. That's manipulation. That's a tactic to make you surrender your reality to their noise. And there are so many people in the world like this. Leaders, bosses, influencers, even friends or family members who mistake volume for power, who use shouting to erode your confidence in what you clearly see. Here's the rebuke. Don't fall for it. The sky is blue. Your knowing is true. You don't need to match their volume to hold your sovereignty. In fact, matching their volume means you've already lost your anchor. Sovereignty in a shouting world means staying grounded in your reality even when someone else is screaming theirs. It means refusing to give your peace to their performance. It means remembering that manipulation dressed up as conviction is still manipulation. The word is clear. Noise and shouting are not proof of truth. In fact, God often warns us that the loudest voices can be the most misleading. Proverbs 29:11 says, "A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back." Shouting doesn't equal wisdom. Anyone can vent. Anyone can scream. But wisdom is measured by restraint, by the ability to stay steady when everyone else is losing themselves in noise. Ecclesiastes 9:17 reminds us, "The quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools." Think about that. The shouting ruler may have volume, but not value. The world may be listening to who yells the loudest, but God says true wisdom is quiet, steady, and still. And 1 Kings 19:11 through 12 gives us the clearest picture of all. Elijah is waiting for God on the mountain, and he sees a mighty wind, an earthquake, and fire, but God was not in them. Then came a gentle whisper, and that was the voice of God. Not the shout, not the spectacle, not the noise, the whisper. Here's the sacred rebuke. If the voice you're following needs to shout to prove itself, it's not God. If someone is trying to manipulate you with volume, that's not truth. Because the truth doesn't need to scream, it stands. God speaks in whispers because his power isn't performance, it's in presence. So when the shouting world is trying to convince you that the sky is orange, remember this. God will whisper to your spirit the truth you already know. The sky is blue. Metaphysically, shouting energy is chaotic energy. It doesn't just fill the room with noise. It fills the atmosphere with distortion. Every scream, every rant, every manipulative performance sends out waves that scramble your vibration if you let them in. That's why, after an argument or a social media binge, you feel shaky, heavy, or confused. It's not just emotional, it's energetic. The shouting world destabilizes your field, so you surrender your knowing and go along with the crowd. Stillness, on the other hand, is coherence. Sovereignty in a shouting world isn't passive, it's powerful. It's holding your vibration steady while everything around you thrashes. It's refusing to be programmed by someone else's frequency. Florence Scovel Shinn wrote, "Your word is your wand." If your words are being pulled into defending, arguing, or matching the volume of manipulation, you're using your wand to cast someone else's spell. But when you stay silent, still, and sovereign, you're withdrawing your wand from their magic. Neville Goddard said, "You can't serve two masters. You can't serve the shouting and serve your knowing at the same time. You must choose which frequency will run your life." Here's the metaphysical rebuke. Sovereignty isn't found in matching the world's energy. It's found in refusing to let their noise penetrate your field. When you stay anchored in stillness, your vibration becomes unshakable, and the shouting world loses its power over you. Take a deep breath with me. Put your hand over your heart. Let these questions guide you into clarity and sovereignty. Reflection 1. Where in my life am I surrounded by shouting? Is it politics, family, work, or social media? How does that noise make me feel in my body and my spirit? Reflection 2. Who in my life tries to manipulate through volume? Do I recognize moments when someone raised their voice to make me doubt what I already knew? How did I respond? Did I stay anchored or did I hand over my peace? Reflection 3. How do I personally get caught up in the noise? Do I scroll argue in my head with strangers online? Do I let algorithms train my attention with outrage? Do I gossip or vent too long, adding my own energy to the shouting world? Reflection 4. When have I chosen sovereignty instead of shouting? Can I remember a time I refused to match someone's volume and felt stronger for it? What shift when I stood in my stillness instead of defending myself? Reflection 5. What does God's whisper feel like to me? When the world shouts orange, how does Source remind me the sky is blue? What practices help me hear that whisper? Prayer, meditation, journaling, silence? Write your answers with honesty. Don't judge them. Let them show you where the shouting world has stolen your energy and where you've already proven you can stand sovereign. Here's the truth. The shouting world will never stop shouting. Politicians will keep yelling. Social media will keep amplifying outrage. Manipulators will keep trying to scream orange when you clearly see blue. But sovereignty means this. You don't have to match their volume. You don't have to join their performance. You don't have to hand your peace over to their noise. Because the whisper of God is stronger than the roar of the crowd. The quiet word of wisdom will outlast the loudest fool. The sky is still blue, no matter how many people shout orange. So here's the rebuke and the invitation. Stop giving your energy to the shouting. Don't waste your wand defending against manipulation. Anchor yourself in stillness. Listen for the whisper. Stay sovereign. And when you do, something shifts. The noise fades. The pressure dissolves. And you rise into clarity, freedom, and strength that no volume can shake. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. And I will not surrender my sovereignty to the shouting world. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in sovereignty. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.